I think the only thing you can control in life is yourself and what you choose to do and how you react to things. And I think it's like good to like reflect on your life at all times. Like I try to look at mine every day and be like, I'm stuck in a routine again. Like I should get out of this. Like how can I go about that? And I mean that was how I kind of discovered I enjoyed making travel content.
The Life in Motion podcast is brought to you by Actual Outdoors. They help build beautiful brands that highlight the approachable and authentic parts of outdoor recreation. Said simply, they keep it real. Learn more at actualoutdoors.com.
This is a Life in Motion audio experience, a podcast about travel, action sports, culture, and more.
What's up, and welcome to episode 193 of Life in Motion. I've got Bronson with me, who's an old friend of Illumin. He spent the last couple of years traveling the world and creating content for his brand, Live More. I'm excited to see what he's been up to and how he can inspire you. Bronson, thanks for being on the show again for the third time, I think.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Good to be back.
Absolutely. I'm excited to catch up. Obviously, you know, I keep up with you on Instagram and everything you're doing. Definitely some fun adventures and brand work and stuff that you're doing. But for those, since it has been a number of episodes ago that you've been on, for those who might have haven't heard this first one, what is kind of your story and kind of your journey of kind of getting into kind of what you're into today?
When I was younger, I just always was like making videos with my friends and just kind of goofing off with it, but it was something I really enjoyed. Then when it was time to go to college, everybody just was like, you have to pick something and go for it. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. Like I had no plan at all. And I thought, I'll make some money. So I went for accounting and graduated, got a job as a loan officer, worked my way up to like the top lending stuff. And I like realized probably like a year into it that this is just awful. It's not something I enjoy. I can't like imagine myself doing this for the rest of my life. So I just kind of bought a drone, bought a camera, quit my job. And I was like, I really enjoy making videos. So I'm like, let me just try to do something with that. Ended up making real estate videos. Whenever somebody would sell a house, I'd go film a YouTube video for it. And when COVID hit, that was pretty much it for my job. They like just really didn't need me anymore. So I'm like, I'm going to go and make whatever content I want. I'm going to go at it full time and see if I can make this happen. And here we are.
That's awesome. And so, and that was, I want to say that was around the same time, around 2017-ish that you kind of made that jump?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I thought the beginning of Illumin and kind of your beginning and that kind of era kind of matched up in that way. So, one, obviously, people, stories like yours aren't uncommon where, they kind of feel stuck in their job and not inspired and all this, but, I feel like it takes like a certain person to kind of make that plunge, to kind of go for, what they're passionate about and what they want to create and inspire and everything like that. When you kind of like made up your mind to do that, like, was there sort of like a plan? Like, did you have some money saved up to be able to do that while you're looking? And then kind of, did you look like, okay, I'm going to start with real estate specifically to kind of try to, get my feet wet, get some income so that I can obviously grow to what you are today. But like, what were like some of that aspect of it?
Yeah. Well, while I was working at the bank, I started kind of making commercials for local businesses here and there. And realized I could make a little bit of money. So I was barely charging, but I just never spent it. I saved it all. And I had like, I don't know, maybe a couple grand or something saved up. And then when I found out that a real estate company would hire me to make videos, it like blew my mind that I could get completely paid as a job for making videos. And that's kind of like polished my skills a little bit of like knowing how to edit and film things and make it cinematic. And then when I was done doing the real estate stuff, there was like no plan at all. I had a little stockpile of money because I was still making side commercials at that point too. So I don't know, I probably had like 10, 12 grand or something just saved up from doing that. And I was like, well, you got like 12 grand and a crazy idea. So there's no backup plan here. You just got to make something work. And luckily it did.
Yeah, no, no, that's awesome. I mean, because that can be, you know, a daunting task of like, well, what if it doesn't work, you know, type of deal. And to be able to kind of have that, that belief in yourself to do that, which is awesome. So, and then of course, the transition into, you know, kind of the real estate stuff and filming and editing for that. But when was the first time, and I think you mentioned it was, you know, around, you know, 2019 or whatnot, but that you kind of, you know, had the chance to, you know, branch out kind of to do what like you were interested in as far as like traveling and capturing that, like where, like, what was that first trip to get like that real taste of like what your actual dream was?
Well, I went to Bali in 2018, early 2018, I think. And it just kind of like really inspired me. I was like meeting people that were doing like videos, and that was their job, to make Instagram photos and stuff. And I'm like, this is just crazy to me that people are out here doing this. And I was like, you know, I want to do it. So I started making these just like cinematic travel edits. And I was really bummed out because I would put them out there on YouTube and nobody would watch them. And I'm like, well, all these people are doing it. How come nobody wants to watch my stuff? And I was just like, you know, I got to find something that people relate to. So then I realized I live in like a tourist town, and I started filming like things to do in my town where all the Amish are at. And those just kind of blew up. And then I did it again and again and again, and then started branching out into other hidden gems. And it's turned into this whole big travel series, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, because, you know, you get to experience kind of, like you said, this hidden gems, and people get to see it from your perspective that are traveling into town, and like, oh yeah, next time I'm in this area, I can check that out. So to that point, I guess we'll do this and we'll kind of talk about some of the other travels and stuff that are international stuff. But when you're doing kind of those local travel tips, are you staying like around your area, or like how do you find those gyms? Are the ones you just know about, just research? Like, what does that look like?
I kind of started out with just ones that I knew of, because I mean, this is a huge tourist area where I'm at. And then after that, like, I realized people like them. So then I'm like, well, I got to find something that nobody's done before. So then I start just kind of like Googling weird things in Ohio and stuff like that. And I'll kind of stumble on like a little article about something, and then I'll start researching that, find out where it is and the history behind it, and then actually go and film it. And it's kind of cool to like find these places that haven't been filmed before and nobody knows they even exist.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that those places are pretty welcoming to you coming in and doing your thing.
Oh yeah. They love it. Like, for a long time, like, I wouldn't even tell them I was coming, and I would just kind of show up and talk to them a little bit, and then they'd message me later on and be like, I didn't even realize that's what you were here to do. Thank you. Like, it brought in a lot of business after the video came out. And now a lot of these like hidden gem places will reach out to me, and they're like, nobody knows that we're here. We need some help getting the word out. So it's kind of like a cool way how it's pivoted, and I don't have to do as much digging to find these places anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, it's, as you mentioned, kind of those little places that, you know, nobody really doesn't really know about, but are cool, you know, them reaching out to you, you know, you're able to explore a new place, but also, yeah, and use your creativity, but also kind of helping, you know, support their small business in that sense. So, you know, I'm sure that aspect is rewarding as well.
Oh yeah. Like, when COVID first hit, I noticed like all the restaurants were really struggling, and I just went out every single day, found a new restaurant, like literally anywhere. I would just walk into something and film it, and try to highlight like these mom and pop places that people don't know about that are struggling. And I don't know, it was kind of like a good feeling to try to give them some attention and bring them some business in so they can support their families.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. And kind of one last thing on that, before we talk about some of the other travels, is what, I guess, all out of all of like the little places that you've popped in and experienced and all that stuff, have there been any like favorites on there that you found that you didn't actually know about before, you know, either them reaching out or you doing some extra research?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. It's hard to pick some. I just got this Airbnb. It was in Hocking Hills, which is like a famous state park here in Ohio. And they built these like hobbit houses into the side of this hill.
Oh, nice.
And then some other ones that look like you're in Morocco, and everything's all travel themed, and they keep building new ones on. Like another one I think is going to be Egyptian themed. So like really cool places like that where you can tell a lot of attention to detail went in, and these people went to these countries and researched it before they designed their property around it. So I thought stuff like that is really, really
cool. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely unique. I have not heard of that, but if I go up your way, that might be a fun place to take the kids. They would probably enjoy that. So with it, obviously, like a lot of the local traveling, exploring that kind of stuff. And I know we mentioned, you know, your first trip to Bali a little bit. As far as like the international kind of aspect, like where are some of the places that you've been able to travel, either, you know, just to do content on your own and do that, or maybe it's for specific trips, but kind of like what is kind of that international kind of map look like that you have so far?
It's expanding quite a bit. A couple of years ago, we went to Romania to go see like Dracula's castle. Then like the week after that, we went to Germany for the opening day of Oktoberfest. Last year we flew into like North Macedonia, rented a car with no plan, drove to like Greece, Serbia, Kosovo, Croatia, Montenegro, Bosnia, like all these countries, and just hit up as many as we could in like a 2 week span of time.
So yeah, quite a bit then.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Some places that I've not been. So with that, when it comes to picking those kind of spots, is it just like things that you've heard about, or just kind of you know, some of those places aren't, I guess, probably areas that most people think about in some cases. So like how do you pick like where you visit and then like plan for that visit?
There's kind of a mix of like, there's something that'll be on my bucket list. Like we went to Romania because I always like grew up watching documentaries of Dracula's castle, and I just thought it was a really cool place. I'm like, someday I got to go there. And when we're sitting here trying to brainstorm, where should we go? I just threw that idea out. So we're like, all right, let's do that. Like nobody ever hardly goes there. So that was cool. And then like a lot of the other times it's just like, let's find a place that nobody's gone to. Nobody ever hears about it. So like our most recent trip was North Macedonia. We're like, I don't know a single person I've ever met that's been there. So we're like, let's say we went to the weirdest country. So we just kind of find these ones that aren't really like touristy, and it's fun to like just show up with no plan and mingle with the locals and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Kind of winging it in a fashion, but I feel like, you know, not having that kind of hardcore kind of set of plans kind of makes the trip probably a little more exciting in that sense. Cause you know, you can just kind of go with the flow, with everything. So, you know, what are some of the, like your favorite places that you've been, or maybe, you know, a handful of travel stories that kind of surprised you the most? I know we shared, a fair amount. It might've been you and Kyle, or just your single episode. I know there's some crazy things that happened in Bali, but what are some stories that have kind of come out of those?
The Oktoberfest was really cool. We kind of, it was like, had been closed for 2 years because of COVID, and it was the first day that they were opening it back up. So we were right up front, first ones in, and we ended up reaching out to Hofbrau House and talked to them a little bit, and they said, yeah, meet us at this corner of the tent and we're going to hook you up with something. And we didn't know what that meant. We thought maybe just like a free beer or something. And here they ended up giving us an entire tour behind the scenes. They paid for our meals and beer all day. They introduced us to like the mayors, the Playboy Playmate of the Year. They brought us up on stage and announced us and played a song for us. So that was a really cool one. Probably the one everybody's been talking about recently is, when we went to like the Balkan region back in, I want to say it was like October, we were there for like 2 days. We drove a car down to Thessaloniki, Greece, and we're just kind of hanging out. And I ended up getting like jumped by like six guys, and they were wanting money from me, and they just held me down and pretty much just beat me up pretty bad. ended up running away. They stole my phone in the process, and I found some people that would like help me out. I was begging anybody on the street to help me, and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, these two guys here can help you. Like, they're police." And my vision was completely blurred. I definitely had a really bad concussion. I couldn't see anything, and my ears are ringing. And these guys threw me in the back of a car. Here, it was the same guys that were beating me up, and I just couldn't see anything. So I ended up unlocking the door, ran away, and got free. And I wandered the streets for hours. It's like 3 a.m. at this point. And finally found my buddy Kyle. And the next day, my whole face was all black and blue. I couldn't hear anything out of my ears. I couldn't hardly talk. And that was not a good way to start a two-week trip. 2 days into it, but that was a wild one. I didn't think I was gonna make it out of that.
Did the rest of the trip go all right?
Yeah, it was pretty smooth sailing. It was just morale was low.
not funny, but obviously it's been a while and you've had time to think about that. But you know, like in those situations, like, you know, you just mentioned like a really great a great experience, obviously, you know, in Germany, which I'm super jealous of that one. I was able to visit Munich, I think, for 2 or 3 days, and definitely one of the places I want to go back to. And if I ever, you know, had the goal enough to surf that wave, I'm guessing you saw that. I forget the name of it. I can't pronounce it, but anyways, it's really awesome. But you know, really good experiences like that, and then kind of the ones that aren't so good with that. Like, how do you balance that kind of mentally? I guess if that makes sense, as far as like still, you know, having that itch and that need to travel, but also like having, you know, both sides of the spectrum sort of happen to you.
Yeah, we talked. I think on the last show, I had something pretty bad happen, and I kind of shook that one off pretty easy. And I'm like, you know, there's still like plenty of good times to be had out there. That was just like a weird incident. This last one kind of shook me up a little bit, but I don't know. It's a little mix of like, I can't picture myself just sitting around and not doing it. And I don't really like want to let the fear of something bad, like, you know, kind of cast a bad shadow over the whole experience that could be had. And then, you know, also I'm like, making travel content for a living, people expect me to travel. I can't go anywhere in town without somebody saying like, "Where's your next trip to?" And if I just said, "I can't go anymore, I'm scared to go," like, it just is a bad look, and kind of goes against the whole Live More brand. So I'm still like, it was a bad incident, but I'm still like eager to get back out there, and now just be more cautious of surroundings and things that could happen. But yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, you could get hit by a car crossing the street, or something could happen while you're in like Kyrgyzstan or something. So
yeah,
you know, you can't really try to avoid all risk at all the time. So I'm still down to travel wherever.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like that perspective that you mentioned is, you know, important. Like, one, you know, the fear of something like that happening, is less than, I don't know if the fear is the right word, but fear of like not being able to experience the world. You know, that obviously outweighs that one. And then, you know, being able to look at that same perspective, like, you know, crazy stuff happens, you know, in your local town, wherever you are, every once in a while that nobody expects. Not that it makes it any less unfortunate, but, you know, shouldn't discourage you to, you know, experience the world and other places and cultures and everything like that. So, so to that point, like with kind of, you know, some of the places that you've been and experiences that you've had and everything, what are some of like the different tips and tricks that you might've learned along the way? I mean, you know, all of the countries that you just mentioned obviously speak, different languages, different cultures, different kind of customs, that kind of stuff. Like, What are some of the things that you've kind of learned that kind of make traveling, I don't want to say easier, but, you know, maybe easier when you're traveling internationally to a different country?
There's a lot of things I've learned. One thing that I did that actually came in handy and really saved me was hiding money. I put it in like the soles of my shoes because, you know, if something happens, like I think I was in Malaysia and somebody had stolen my wallet or whatever, and I had several hundred dollars stuck in the soles of my shoes. So I was able to, you know, keep paying for things along the way and make it back home eventually. Buying like a SIM card is always great to get around, or an eSIM. That way your phone will work. It's something I feel like a lot of people don't consider when they're going overseas. This last time we actually let, because we were going to so many countries, we let the embassies know where we will be, when we'll be there. So if they like notice like, oh, these guys haven't crossed back into this country yet, something's weird, they start looking into it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was like something we'd never really done before, but we're like, we're kind of going into an area that has a lot going on right now. So we didn't know like what could happen. So that was just a good precaution to have. I mean, we didn't have to really have anybody come looking for us, but it could have happened. Yeah, there's just so many little trips or tips and stuff to do. The buddy system is a huge thing. People are always like, you know, you wouldn't have like gotten jumped if you would have had a buddy with you at all times. But I was just going to the bathroom and these guys caught me like as I was coming out of the bathroom. So it was kind of unavoidable unless your buddy is like an inch away from you at all times. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's always good to have somebody looking out for you so you're not completely alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so and yeah, to that point, obviously, you know, you always travel, you know, with somebody in that sense, which, you know, helps all that stuff. It probably helps the overall experience with that. You know, I feel like probably having those more raw experiences, if you will, where kind of the itinerary is sort of light yet or is there, but it's kind of light. It's not as structured and we got to do this, and this each day, you know, kind of completely timed out. I feel like you probably get a little bit more of an experience and an immersive experience within the culture and the people that you meet there. Right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, the first time I went to Bali, like I had no plan and ended up living in this village for a week with these locals that don't even speak my language. So, I mean, like experiences like that, you can't get by staying at the Hilton somewhere or anything. And yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like our last trip to the Balkans, just driving around, like, you know, we'd meet somebody along the way and we start talking to them. They're like, you should go visit this. And we're like, well, good thing we don't have a plan. We can go visit the thing the guy told us to now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. And kind of, yeah, interacting with the local people there and getting their tips and places to go and visit as well. Out of all of the kind of international places that you've been, like what has been your favorite, or like what is the go-to that you think everybody should you know, experience once in their life?
People probably get tired of me saying it, but I don't know, I really enjoyed Bali. It's probably not for everyone, but I just enjoy like warm weather and beaches and things to do, and everything's incredibly cheap. But I'd say like another one that is probably very underrated is Albania. I mean, they've got like old school towns that look as European as you can imagine. There's mountains with snow on it. There's beaches and places that look like Greece. There's castles in every single town. It's just really, really cool. And the whole country is like 200 miles long, so you can drive it all and it's not hard to get around and it's pretty affordable too.
Yeah. That's I've not even thought about that one. So Bali, of course, because talking with you about that multiple times, it does yeah. Sound beautiful. And I've had some other people that have had the chance to experience that as well. So and then kind of shifting to, you know, the brand, if you will, Live More and everything, you know, I know, and I'm sure some of those like, or a lot of that video and the content kind of live under that channel and everything, but what is the idea and kind of inspiration behind that, as far as, you know, trying to, you know, is it trying to encourage people to go out and explore these things, or just kind of give them that entertainment, or you know, if there's like an ultimate goal with all of this that you're creating, like what would that be?
Yeah, it's kind of like a, I don't know, it's neat to me to like look back and see like the initial thought of it and how it has like changed over time and morphed into something bigger. I kind of was just, it was a motto for me. Like when I was at the bank and unhappy, I'm like, you're not living. You need to like do something else. You got to live more. And that's kind of how it all started in my head. And anytime I was like, oh, there's a something like an opportunity I could go after. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm comfortable with where I'm at. And then I'm like, you know, you need to live more. And it was like something I'd say in my head just to like force me out of my comfort zone to do something else. And I kind of wanted to share that with other people. And, you know, a lot of people are stuck in a routine and they're not happy. They give up on their dreams. And it's just like a saying that I think people should have stuck in the back of their mind all the time to encourage them to do something risky and out of their comfort zone, because that's when you're going to start having growth. And yeah, I want it to be inspiring to people. And a good way to get that message out is by entertaining an audience. So that's how the videos kind of have tied into it after the fact. And I think, you know, I get messages all the time of people telling me they've gone to these places that they never thought they would go to because they've seen me doing things in my videos that I never thought I would do. So it is nice to see like how like a simple idea has morphed into something that's causing people to take action.
Yeah. And that has to be like super rewarding, you know, obviously your own personal experiences. And I love kind of the, you know, that internal motto that turned into something, the live more aspect of it, but, you know, hearing, you know, people reaching out to you in your community, you know, saying, you know, that you encourage them to go do something. And I'm sure, you know, things, you know, I'm sure there's some people that have maybe been encouraged to do, you know, a bigger trip, or maybe somebody that's been encouraged to do a smaller trip, or, you know, kind of both ends of that spectrum. But I think at the end of the day, you know, if you're inspiring somebody to take some foot forward, with what their dreams are, you know, I feel like that's a pretty good mission accomplished.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a great feeling. And like people kind of always think, like, I get the comment a lot where they're like, I can't just quit my job. Like I have a family and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're kind of missing the point. Like the point of it is to like find what makes you happy and like makes you feel good. Like you have a fulfilled life. Like if you want to be a janitor, go out there and live more and be the best janitor you could possibly be. Like it doesn't matter. It's just a mindset of how to approach everyday life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good point. You know, that's kind of what, you know, I always say, like, adventure, like what does adventure mean? You know, again, kind of the same way where you just mentioned kind of live more in the janitor deal. I think that's a great thing because, you know, living more does mean something completely different to one person than it does the other. It just matters like what is relevant to you and kind of pushing yourself forward and, you know, getting past those limitations sounds kind of hard with mortgage and saying kids, but right. You know, there's different things that you obviously can't just, you know, bounce on, but you can figure out ways to alter your life in a way that that's fulfilling both personally with, you know, your family and, you know, whatever your income is. So, you know, just changing those people's kind of perspectives in that way sounds, you know, super, you know, it's kind of what the point is. So, that's, you know, that's cool that people are thinking about it that way.
Yeah, I love it.
So kind of as you know, it's been what, 7-ish years, I think, you know, since you kind of started this and everything, and obviously still growing it, what is kind of, what is the plan or the future plan, or like, where do you see kind of this going as it continues, to grow?
That's kind of a like, part of the fun is the unknown. I don't really know like where it's going to go. I mean, 5 years ago, I never expected to be doing it as a full-time job or anything. I have recently like partnered with Millersburg Brewing Company, and they basically just let me come in and create my own beer flavor and can design. And it's like a whole new like sub brand that they are putting out. Saturday, we're releasing the second beer that we've made now. So I really like the product aspect of it, like selling something that people can enjoy and have fun together with. I'd like to keep, you know, moving it on to other avenues like that. We've been talking about putting together some kind of like group, or like a group package trip thing where we can get a bunch of like-minded people together and take them on an adventure, like the way that we would experience it. So trying to find different avenues to like kind of expand the brand into something bigger and just keep growing from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that idea. One, I'm super jealous that you have your own kind of signature beer there. That's kind of always been a dream of mine. So congratulations on that. But I do like the idea too, like, you know, trying to figure out how to like, okay, how can we take you know, our trip, but with like, you know, these other people, so they can kind of, well, live more, and kind of experience it the same way. So that'd be really cool to kind of see down the future. So before we wrap up, are there any trips that are planned out for the rest of this year, or is it still kind of, you know, just kind of taking it one day at a time and kind of seeing what pops up?
Well, my buddy I travel with, he's in Panama right now. I couldn't make the trip because I had some work to get done, unfortunately. But when he gets back, we'll probably have some meetings where we want to talk about probably going to Morocco, I think. Something we've kind of tossed around for a few years, and I don't know. Now it's really like up in the air. I mean, we said last year, like, oh, let's go to Tanzania. And then we end up scrapping it and going to North Macedonia like a week before. So really, I have no idea where we're going to end up, but I'm sure we'll be all over the place this year.
That's awesome. I love the free flowing nature of that, though. You know, keeps it interesting in that light. So,
oh, for sure.
So anyway, one thing I always obviously like to ask our guests is kind of one piece of advice that they can take away. And I think it's, your story is very interesting, you know, obviously, you know, doing accounting and then like, hey, I don't really like this. This isn't fulfilling. I'm going to kind of take the plunge and then I'm going to travel. And then I have really good experiences and I have not so good experiences, but I'm still doing it, not only to fulfill myself, but also, you know, to inspire others to go out there and kind of do their own thing in that sense. So to that point, like, what is like the one thing that you could, or that you would tell somebody that's maybe looking to make that plunge of, you know, maybe they want to create their own content or just completely do something different from whatever the mundane is, and to go out and travel and not, you know, not be worried about, you know, any financial aspects. Obviously you got to figure out how to make money, but, you know, not let that be a big worry or not have the fear of something happening, you know, kind of be in there. Like, what would you suggest to them to kind of like push them over the edge and kind of, I guess, have that comfort, if you will?
You know, I think, the only thing you can control in life is yourself and what you choose to do and how you react to things. And, I think it's like good to like reflect on your life at all times. Like, I try to look at mine every day and be like, you know, I'm stuck in a routine again. Like, I should get out of this. Like, how can I go about that? And I mean, that was how I kind of discovered I enjoyed making travel content. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make some travel content. And I had a lot of people along the way say like, that's stupid, you shouldn't do it. And, you know, I think use that as a fuel to like, keep pressing yourself to go after what you want, you know, set goals, write them down every week and keep coming back to them. And, you know, kind of basically just manifest the future that you want to have, the life for yourself. And as long as you stay consistent, you're going to achieve what you want.
Yeah. I love that. The kind of mix of self-reflection, dreaming, but then kind of holding yourself accountable to those dreams in that sense. So where can people find you online, see what you're up to, check out your videos, you know, maybe grab a beer if they're around the area. Where do they find you?
So on TikTok, it's Live More TV. And on Instagram, it's Bronson James Allison. And I think on every platform I have, there's like a little link in the bio. And if you click on that, it'll take you to every single platform that's there. So really easy to hop around. There's different content on each platform too. So they're all kind of unique.
Cool. Well, everybody definitely make sure you check it out. Like I said, some good content on there, but you know, you get to see different places, both, you know, within the States and outside of the States, and get some inspiration to live more yourself. So, but Bronson, I appreciate you coming on, taking the time to kind of catch up, see what you've been up to since we last spoke. And I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks so much for having me on. It's real good to talk to you again, man.
Thanks for listening. And hey, if you made it this far and like what you've heard, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and let your friends know about Life in Motion. Until next time.